Welcome to Tainus, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin, Chapter 4, Mishnah 7. The Mishnah continues talking about the week of Tisha B'Av, the week of the fast of the 9th of Av, says the Mishnah. Shabbat Shechal Tisha B'Av Lios Pesocha, the week that Tisha B'Av falls out on. Asar Milasaper, it is prohibited for a person to cut their hair. Umilachabes, to wash their clothing. Ubachamishi, when Tisha B'Av falls out on Friday, so Thursday night, mutar, it is permitted for a person to wash and to take a haircut on Thursday before Tisha B'Av, mipnei kvoda Shabbos, because of the Shabbos, that will be after Tisha B'Av. Now, nowadays, it's impossible for Tisha B'Av to fall out on Friday, but in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, when they would determine the new moon based on the new week, new month, based on the sighting of the new moon, it was possible. Now the commentaries explain that nowadays we're more stringent and we already don't wash clothing not just the week of Tisha B'Av but even from Rosh Chodesh, and we don't even take haircuts from Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, the 17th of Tammuz, at least according to the Ashkenazi tradition. The Mishnah continues, Erev Tisha B'Av, the day before Tisha B'Av, after midday, Lo Yochal, and it's talking about the Su'udah Samafsek, it's the dividing meal between Tisha B'Av and Erev Tisha B'Av, day before Tisha B'Av, lo yechal adam shnei tavshilin. A person should not eat two separate cooked items. Lo yechal basar. A person should not eat meat, even if that's the only cooked item. Lo yishtei yayin. A person should not drink wine. We already don't eat meat or wine already from Rosh Chodesh, the first Abab, until Tisha B'Av. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, yishana. A person should change from his normal custom. Let's say he usually eats two cooked items, he should only eat one. If he would drink two cups of wine, he should only drink one cup of wine. We don't rule like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Yehuda mechayev b'kfiyas hamita. Rav Yehuda obligates a person to turn their bed over, which basically means they should sleep on the floor. V'lo hodol chachamim, the rabbis did not agree with Rav Yehuda. However, the custom in many people's homes is that on Tisha B'Av nowadays, we don't sleep on the floor, but we try to sleep in a less comfortable manner, without a pillow, or some people have a custom to put like a stone underneath their pillow. But the point is that a person should feel that it's different. They should feel it's a time of mourning. It's a time of avelos. Wishing you a very successful upcoming day.